We all may feel trapped from time to time in various aspects of our lives. Whether there is an experience of frustration, a dead end in the relationship, if it seems that the career or the business initiative is not taking off and constantly encounters difficulties, or even if you are accompanied by a continuous feeling of weakness and exhaustion, the causes of these experiences are many and varied. However, we may often find that the source of the difficulty is energetic and Kabbalah healing is the answer. Today more than ever many seek for a spiritual solution that will allow them to remove blockages and negative energies. However, not all healers and spiritual therapists necessarily offer a comprehensive and in-depth answer. To ensure that we can stop the mask of suffering and frustration, it is important that we find the right person. Spiritual healer Samuel Zohar Yanai accompanies people of all lifestyles, genders, and religions in deep Kabbalah healing processes based on knowledge acquired over 2 decades in the Holy Zohar codes. This is your opportunity to embark on a powerful process that will open the door to change. How can you ensure an effective Kabbalah healing? If it's been a while since you decided to turn to an energetic solution for the difficulties you're experiencing, it's very possible that you've already turned to a healer. If the results were disappointing, there is no need to despair. There are ways to ensure that you have contacted a dependable Kabbalah healing specialist who can deliver results. These are just some of the reasons why the process did not yield results. 1. Not every person who declares himself a healer is necessarily familiar with the wisdom of Kabbalah. Even if he has taken a shortened Kabbalah healing course, understanding the Kabbalistic codes in their depth and finding a thorough answer requires knowledge acquired over many years of study. 2. Many healers are not adequately trained and do not know how to deal with complex energy disturbances. 3. Failure to comply with ethical practices in the field of magic may not only harm the treatment's effectiveness, but may worsen your condition. A person who engages in black magic or performs any practice designed to harm, or engages in divination prohibited according to Halacha may summon negative forces into your life. 4. Those engaged in Kabbalah healing are required to follow learning traditions and purity laws such as baptism and nidah to ensure an effective response. Unique Kabbalah healing process. To ensure an in-depth solution, the communion with the spirit world must be powerful. This act requires particularly deep concentration. Therefore, every Kabbalah healing process with Samuel Zohar Yanai is conducted without your presence. The entire removal process can be conducted in a Zoom or WhatsApp video call with complete discretion. The process was developed to suit every person, regardless of faith, religion, race, and lifestyle. Kabbalah healing with continuous involvement. For the most part, energetic blockages, curses, and spells cannot be undone in one session. Samuel repeats the process every month and stays connected with you until all the blockages are thoroughly removed. A comprehensive energy solution. The negative energies will be removed in a comprehensive and thorough manner, from energy blockages and ill wishes to curses, black magic, and evil eye. After that, energy protection will be applied to prevent attacks. Holistic rehabilitation. In order to get rid of all negative effects, as part of each Kabbalah healing process, I provide you with personalized counseling, which includes recommendations on taking vitamins and herbs, emotional training, and general direction for your life. Opening the flow of positive energy. Once we have verified that the energetic defenses have been applied and the damage and blockages have been removed, I will reopen the positive energetic channels to restore the beneficial flow. Why contact a Kabbalah healing specialist as soon as possible? Many tend to postpone dealing with difficult situations. This is not the time, they say, I will deal with it later. It is important to acknowledge that with each passing day the energetic blockage spreads, deepens and becomes more difficult to remove. The earlier we act and as we persevere in the process, the more we can reduce the damage and ensure a simpler and faster solution. In a multidisciplinary Kabbalah healing process that includes all aspects of your life, I share my knowledge with you, accompany you closely and work with all the tools at my disposal to remove the harm that has befallen you. The process is conducted discreetly, in complete isolation and does not require the person's physical presence. The healing can be done in Zoom or WhatsApp video calls from anywhere in the world. The process is precisely adapted to your needs and is suitable for people of all faiths and religions regardless of gender, race, and nationality. For further details and to schedule a consultation, contact us now on WhatsApp, by phone, or through the website. Spiritual and Kabbalah Healing in the World Communities. Today, in the modern age, when we are so dependent on conventional medicine, the world of healing and spirit is further away from us than ever. However, healing has been an integral part of most of human history. It crosses cultural boundaries and has evolved in diverse manners across different communities. There is no doubt that the modern methods of medicine have improved the quality of our lives beyond recognition, and it is always advisable to incorporate them into any solution we seek for the treatment of physical problems. However, the ancient wisdom also has a lot to give us on the emotional, spiritual, and energetic level as well. A deep look throughout the development of the field reveals a rich fabric of knowledge, traditions, and customs that reflect the unique approaches taken by diverse cultures to promote both physical, mental, and spiritual well-being. A holistic approach to healing in Hindu culture. In Hindu culture, it was the ancient wisdom of Ayurveda that exemplified the power of the holistic approach to deep and long-term care. Ayurveda, which means knowledge of life, is an integral part of the Vedas, the ancient scriptures of the Hindu tradition written in Sanskrit and has been in use for thousands of years. At the heart of the method lies the belief that in order to ensure physical well-being, it is required to maintain balance between different body energies known as doshas. This balance was achieved through nutritional counseling, physical and energetic treatments, herbs, and a host of other practices. Healers, witch doctor and yogis in Hinduism and Buddhism played a significant role in such communities, traveling between villages and cities to heal the sick. The purpose of the treatment was not only to cure diseases but also to promote general health and prevent diseases. Healing with life energy in China. In China, belief in a vital energy known as qi has been prevalent since at least 300 BC. It has existed since at least 300 BC. Qi is the life force interwoven in all things that exist in the universe. It is the energy that enables movement and change in all aspects of life and is a mediating factor between the physical and the spiritual. Like the doshas in Ayurveda, in the Chinese approach, most of the therapeutic effort is focused on achieving a balance between different energetic qualities. In the Chinese tradition, these qualities are divided into two main ones, yin and yang, polarized forces likened to masculinity and femininity, light and darkness, cold and heat, moisture and dryness, and many other contrasts. When the balance between them is maintained, harmony is also maintained in the universe, in the mind, and in the physical functions. Kabbalah Healing, a journey into the occult and energetic ciphers. The tradition of Kabbalistic study is as old as the age of Judaism. Since time immemorial, the great men of Israel have sought to reveal the secrets that stand at the heart of Jewish spirituality and tried to understand the essence of divinity. As the years passed, unique Kabbalah healing traditions developed by rabbis and Kabbalists. Among others, it was the Holy Ari and his student Rabbi Chaim Vital who used conversations, seclusion, purification rituals, and the use of ciphers in the Holy Zohar in order to promote physical and mental well-being, remove curses and blockages, and protect the community. In the Jewish mysticism tradition, Kabbalah healing is attributed to the Archangel Raziel. 72 different combinations of letters contain tremendous energetic power and can be used to bring relief and balance. According to belief, these ciphers passed down from generation to generation promote harmony on the physical, emotional, mental, energetic, and spiritual level. The Kabbalistic healer focuses on each of these ciphers, while understanding their unique qualities and applications in a therapeutic setting. The goal of the Kabbalah healing process is not only to remove curses, remove black magic, and bad energies, but also to promote a comprehensive rehabilitation of the individual. The process is designed to empower, strengthen, and implement protections to ensure welfare and peace. Want to learn more about Kabbalah healing and holistic processes according to Jewish mysticism? An abundance of knowledge in all areas of spirituality and esotericism awaits you on the site. Samuel Zohar Yanai invites you to a focused yet thorough process that will allow balance into your life. For more details, contact us on the website, by WhatsApp or phone.